A study released by the Center for Women Policy Studies in Washington, D.C. gave Wisconsin all F's in a report card that ranks states' human trafficking laws. Wisconsin is one of 26 states that do not have such a law. State Representative Suzanne Jeskowitz says her bill will bring the state into line by providing the tools to arrest and prosecute traffickers who buy and sell people for sex or slavery.
If you can pass this legislation, I think we are going to say, don't come here. Don't come here, people. Don't come here and do those awful kinds of offenses. And we don't need to sit as an island among all of our neighbors who have passed this.
Police departments and social service agencies that responded to a recent statewide survey reported almost 200 cases of human trafficking over the past 6 years. Josh Frecker of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence says that may just be the tip of the iceberg because many victims don't speak out for fear of retaliation by traffickers.
Because of the facts that they experienced, for example, not potentially speaking English, not having a window of opportunity to contact local social service agency without being potentially brutally beaten by their abuser. And we believe that this legislation will provide some basic protections to help victims in coming forward.
The state survey cited one example of a woman sold by her grandfather to another man to satisfy a debt. In that case, the woman was forced to marry her captor. If the new law passes, both men in this case could face up to 25 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.